NBC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Francine now targeting the Gulf Coast as a Category 2 hurricane. The eyewall expected to make landfall near New Orleans in the coming hours, but the outer bands are already lashing the region. Jason Bergeron is president of Terrebonne Parish.
We're starting to get some of the first bands coming through, and so we're just getting everybody hunkered down and getting people to get to safety when our law enforcement officers, and we're ready for the storm.
Crews in Southern California battling three major wildfires. Resident Ron Densford evacuated his home in Wrightwood.
This is crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It's just really, really scary and painful.
Fire weather alerts stretching across 13 states from California to Nebraska. Ceremonies today honoring the nearly 3,000 people who died in the September 11th attacks 23 years ago. Hijackers crashed planes into the World Trade Center in New York City and at the Pentagon and a remote field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Harvard reporting the percentage of black students in the freshman class has dipped to 14%, down from 18% last year. It's the first class of students admitted since the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in higher education. Mexico's Senate has approved a plan to overhaul the country's judiciary by electing judges by popular vote. Before Senate lawmakers gave the okay, hundreds of protesters broke into the Senate. They say the move will threaten Mexico's democracy. Legendary R&B singer Frankie Beverly has died. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
The soulful sound of the group Frankie Beverly and Maze had fans of all generations. Their 1981 hit Before I Let Go, still as popular as ever.
You made me happy.
His family in a statement saying, "We are navigating feelings of sorrow, reflection, and remembrance. Our beloved Howard Stanley Beverly, known to the world as Frankie."
He was 77.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, temperatures down to the mid to 50 range with light winds out of the southeast and clear skies, patchy fog possible late. And Thursday, abundant sunshine, highs of 87. It's 83 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will be considering the 2025 budget. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch presented the proposed 2025 county budget to members of the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee last night. The preliminary budget revenue and expense is $42.5 million. The revenue includes taxes from sales tax, interest on taxes, and MFL forest crop. The tax levy, which funds the gap between revenues and expenses, state aid, regulation, and compliance payments in the form of fines, forfeitures, and various fees, public charges for services and fees, and investment income. The largest portion of revenue comes from public charges for services. It is 38% of the revenue, or over $16 million. Expenses for the county include general administration, public safety, health and social services, and Pine Valley. The Tri-County Airport, Highway Administration, Culture, which includes libraries and the county fair, public areas, which includes snowmobile trails, county parks, and Simons, the Extension Office, Natural Resources and Land Conservation, County Planning and Development, debt service payments, and capital projects. The largest expense to the county is public safety. It represents 50% of the expenses, or $21.2 million. Budget highlights include an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, and a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800. No general fund balance, contingency funds, or ARPA funds were used to balance the budget. This budget, as presented, does not include a request by Sheriff Clay Porter for an additional patrol deputy, which would allow the department to fill the position of court security. Porter stated that the court security is required by state statute, and Pesch said that it has been ordered by the state Supreme Court. This position would increase the budget by around $50,000. Finalists for the 2024 Community and Economic Development Awards have been announced by the Wisconsin Economic Development Association. The awards were established by WEDA to recognize and celebrate businesses, projects, organizations, and communities that are making significant contributions to Wisconsin's economy. Three economic development projects or programs were selected in each of the four Community and Economic Development Awards categories: business retention and expansion, community impact, real estate redevelopment and reuse, and talent attraction, development, and retention. Finalists in the community impact category include Gaze Mills Uptown Development. This award recognizes innovation in community development that promotes and advances health and economic prosperity in Wisconsin communities. Nominations should demonstrate how a program, project, or initiative meet at least one of the following: development or expansion of the community's entrepreneurial ecosystem, development of quality placemaking or placekeeping initiatives, redevelopment of blighted buildings into a project that has revitalized the community, or development of downtown or Main Street workforce housing. The winners in each category will be announced at the awards ceremony luncheon Thursday, September 26th, as part of WEDA's Fall Best Practices Conference in Eau Claire. Small business owners are experiencing a decrease in sales. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell by 2.5 points in August to 91.2, erasing all of July's gain. This is the 32nd consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. The uncertainty index rose to 92, its highest level since October 2020. Inflation remains the top issue among small business owners, with 24% of owners reporting it as their top small business operating issue, down 1 point from July. A seasonally adjusted 40% of all small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in their current period, up 2 points from July. Of the 62% of owners hiring or trying to hire in August, 90% reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. 56% of owners reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, up 2 points from July. A net negative 16% of all owners reported higher nominal sales in the past 3 months. The net percent of owners expecting higher real sales volumes fell 9 points to a net negative 18%. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains was unchanged at a net negative 9% seasonally adjusted. A net negative 5% of owners viewed current inventory stocks as too low in August, down 1 point from July. The net percent of owners raising average selling prices fell 2 points from July to a net 20% seasonally adjusted. 24% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business. Unadjusted, 15% reported lower average selling prices, and 34% reported higher average prices. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate not just on style, but also on substance.
I think on substance, on style, on so many different aspects, Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years. There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race, as Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
A new report from Baldwin's office shows the impact overturning Roe v. Wade had on Wisconsin. Multiple studies have shown that people going to med school are less likely to choose states with abortion bans. Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision overturned Roe.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
Baldwin sponsors the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. September is Hunger Action Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers signed that proclamation Tuesday to endorse the efforts of the six Feeding Wisconsin member food banks serving the state. The goal of Feeding Wisconsin is to help their partners fight hunger, improve health, and strengthen local communities to provide Wisconsinites food and benefits they need. The organization says over 600,000 people in the state don't have enough nutritious food to eat and don't know where their next meal is coming from. There's more information at feedingwi.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open Saturday. The two seasons run through January 5th, except in the 35 counties and metro subunits that have extended seasons open until January 31st. The early archery and crossbow seasons offer opportunities for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before they change their patterns and experience additional hunting pressure during the gun deer season. Bonus antlerless harvest authorizations remain available in many counties. Just like when hunting with a firearm, archery and crossbow hunters should always remember these safety tips. Always practice Tab K. Always wear a safety harness in a tree stand. Use 3 points of contact when going into or out of the stand. Use a haul line to bring the unloaded bow or crossbow into the stand. Let someone know where you are going and when you expect to return, and operate any ATV or UTV soberly and responsibly. As a reminder, all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after recovery using Game Reg online, by phone, or at a participating registration station. The DNR also reminds hunters of the mobile-friendly resources available on the DNR's hunting webpage. In addition to hunting regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and other valuable resources, the public can also find a list of public lands open to hunting using the DNR's Public Access Lands webpage. Wisconsin 130 will be closed for 2 weeks in late September or October before opening of the new bridges in Lone Rock. To allow the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadways construction to be done safely and efficiently so that the new bridges can be opened to traffic as quickly as possible, 2 detours will be signed. The exact time frame will be dependent on weather. At the end of the 2-week closure, traffic will be opened on the 2 new bridges and the old bridges will be closed permanently. Digital message signs will be set out 7 days in advance of the closure start date to inform the traveling public. Access for emergency service vehicles will be maintained across the river at all times, and access to the properties on the north side of the river up to Porter Road will be maintained at all times. Access to Brace Memorial Park will be closed for the 2-week duration. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will offer a learning session about healthcare careers for 7th and 8th grade students. Club Scrub provides hands-on experiences that can pique students' interest in pursuing a career in healthcare. Participants work side-by-side with healthcare professionals, including technicians, doctors, nurses, and therapists. Club Scrub is free, but space is limited. Sign up as soon as possible. Sessions will be held on 4 consecutive Tuesdays, October 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, from 3:45 to 5:15 at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The registration deadline is Friday, September 27th. Contact Sarah Stibbe at 608-647-6321, extension 2203, to receive a registration form.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th, from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of rural Boscobel.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Yet again, another beautiful, bright, sun-filled day with warm temperatures as highs reach the mid-80s and are now slowly falling to overnight lows in the mid-50s. Winds are out of the south and they'll be calm tonight as we stay clear. There'll be a ton of stars out there to check out. Otherwise, by early morning, patchy fog is possible. Then the winds start to kick up out of the southeast, bringing us warmer temperatures with highs flirting with 90 degrees, rising to the upper 80s. It'll be a hot and sunny day, especially for mid-September. We'll see a few clouds building in by tomorrow night. Lows fall to near 60. And for Friday, clouds increasing. Still warm, though, with highs in the low 80s. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm do move in by Friday night and continue to linger throughout our weekend. It's going to be a darker and damper one, as of course that Gulf of Mexico system pushes up here towards us, bringing more clouds the entire weekend. In fact, by Saturday, you'll start to feel muggy. Highs will hit 82 degrees and showers and storms are likely. Showers and thunderstorms are possible early Sunday before they depart, leaving us with partly cloudy skies and highs at about 80. In fact, we hold on to the unseasonable warmth with highs at 80 degrees for Monday as well under partly sunny skies with just a few spotty shower chances still lingering. And by Tuesday, more and more sunshine and still hanging on to highs at about 83 degrees. Either way, I hope you're happy with this heat wave because it looks to continue into the extended outlook with above normal temperatures and also above average precipitation. In fact, over the weekend and into early next week, it looks like we could see anywhere from a quarter of an inch to nearly an inch of rain. Soak up the sunshine now and get some things done over the weekend. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now it is a mostly sunny 83 degrees, 84 our high today, our morning low 51. Yesterday we had a high of 79 and no precipitation. Record high on this day was 93, set in 1931, a record low 30 set in 1955. Last year on this day our high was 72, our low 55. Sunset today will be at 7:19, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:37. No precipitation today, the barometer dipping to 29.87, and west winds are 3. Again, it's 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers will have another late game tonight when they take on San Francisco in round two. Yesterday, though, in the opening game on the road, that game went to the Brewers with a narrow 3-2 win. It'll be an 8:10 pregame time tonight between the Brewers and the San Francisco Giants, and that will be heard on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. One NBA reporter called new Bucks guard DeLon Wright the king of deflections. David Aldridge appeared recently on a podcast with Bucks legend Marquez Johnson, and Aldridge said Wright is so effective defensively that he will give Milwaukee a big boost. Since he was drafted 9 years ago, Wright has produced 620 steals. Only 16 players have more during that time, and a dozen of them have made NBA All-Star teams. Wright is expected to be one of the first players off the Milwaukee bench in the upcoming season. Alabama coaches acknowledge the success of the Badgers football program. The Crimson Tide plays in Camp Randall Stadium for the first time in 96 years on Saturday. Offensive coordinator Nick Sheridan said Wisconsin has a program that loves football. Sheridan gives a nod to the passionate fan base and the pride the entire state has in its football program. He was an assistant coach for the Hoosiers when Indiana played in Madison a few years ago, and he visited at least twice when he played quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines. Sheridan says the game will be a challenge for the Crimson Tide.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Find insurance protection.
Rejected Packer kicker Greg Joseph has a job again. His agent said the Detroit Lions have signed Joseph for the team practice squad. Joseph signed up with the Packers last March and competed with Anders Carlson to be the team's starting kicker. Both Joseph and Carlson were cut last month as Green Bay coaches decided to go with rookie Braden Narveson. Joseph has played for every team in the NFC North. He was the Vikings kicker for the 2021 through 2023 seasons. And the NFL averaged 21 million viewers per game during the league's opening week, making it the most watched week one on record. The league and Nielsen said Wednesday that the per game average on TV and digital platforms was a 12% increase over last year. Nielsen began electronic measurement of viewing in 1988. All told, 123 million people saw at least part of one game, its highest total for an opening week since 2019. NBC had the most watched game, with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs 27-20 victory over Baltimore in last Thursday's opening, averaged 29.2 million on TV and digital. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5. Get ready to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. This week, treat your family to juicy, tender family pack of ribeye steaks, now just $10.98 per pound. Need something for sandwiches or snacking? Head over to the deli for delicious smoked pit ham at just $6.48 per pound. Or pick up some creamy Longhorn Colby cheese for just $4.98 per pound. Perfect for any occasion. Visit them today at Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center, where quality meats and affordable prices come together to make every meal a success.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Hogs were mixed Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. The trade expects the USDA to raise its yield guess slightly in Thursday's report. That's going to change once harvest starts, but for now, analysts do expect a record crop this year. November beans were up 3 1/4 at $10.50 a penny. January was 3 3/4 higher at $10.19. October bean meal was up $2.70 at $3.16. October soybean oil was down 51 points at $39.78. Corn was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. It was an up and down day for corn, which is also preparing for a modest yield adjustment on Thursday, probably to the downside. Harvest delays are likely in some southern growing areas due to Francine. December corn was up a half at 4.04 3/4. March was a quarter higher at 4.23 1/2. And wheat was up on short covering and technical buying. Winter wheat planting conditions are dry in the Southern Plains and Black Sea region. U.S. wheat ending stocks could be down in the month due to better export demand. December Chicago was 5 higher at 5.79 1/4. December Kansas City was up 4 1/4 at 5.88 1/4. December Minneapolis wheat was up 6 1/2 at 6.16 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business to get going. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live was up 62 at 176.95, and December was 80 higher at 177.22. October feeders were up 210 at 237.50. November feeder cattle were 175 higher at 234.02. And hogs were mixed. Nearbys were higher, adjusting spreads and monitoring demand. October's up 120 at 79.75. December's $1.15 higher at 72.30. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break. Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
So very light direct cash cattle trade reported Wednesday. Live deals in the South were marked at $180. That's about a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Still not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Look for more trade to take place before the end of the week. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 87 cents at 307.36. Select was 263 lower at 294.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 1,000 on the week. and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct, down $1.09 with a weighted average of 77.25. The Iowa Minnesota was 23 cents higher with a weighted average of 78.73. In the Western Corn Belt, down $1.24 with a weighted average of 77.29. Pork values closed lower, down $1.89 at 92.91. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Livestock economist Scott Brown says USDA will likely update its cattle price projections in Thursday's supply and demand report. He says cash cattle prices have been moving lower.
Does that make them trim back their estimate for 2025? I'm not sure the fundamentals have changed, but I'm curious to watch what others are going to begin to do as we continue to see some of this downward move in cattle prices of late.
More news is next.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Updated yield forecasts for new crop corn and soybeans are expected in September's USDA report. And the chief commodities economist with StoneX Group says
big crops are definitely looking to be the story this year.
Arlen Suderman tells Brownfield the September yield estimates are the first of the harvest season based on actual field sampling. High costs continue to pressure poultry producers. Andrew Wentland with Compeer Financial says post-COVID inflation has been a challenge.
Cost of materials, cost of birds, you know, basically to bring in, you know, everything has gone up so substantially. I mean, I think we looked at it the other day, something neighborhood almost 45% in total cost increase over the past 4 years.
U.S. ethanol production was up on the week. Production averaged 1,080,000 barrels a day, an increase of 19,000 on the week and 41,000 on the year. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
farmland weakening, but not weak. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Hertz Real Estate Services President Doug Hensley says what's happening to farmland values resembles softening in other segments of the ag economy. He tells Brownfield that's not to say the market is weak, but while there are still sales upwards of $16,000 an acre, they're becoming far less common. More after this.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Real Estate Services President Doug Hensley says what's happening to the farmland market is similar to what's happening to other segments of the ag economy.
This has been a year of the beginning of a transition in our marketplace. And I think for years we've seen the benefits of the high end of the cycle, and we've come off the high in a lot of ways with commodity prices and other things. And so the land market is at the beginning part of its transition, just because we're in a different part of the cycle. And that doesn't mean that the market is weak per se. I think it has more to do with just the cautiousness that we're seeing, maybe a little more so from buyers. Buyers are still capable, but we're seeing that buyers, the depth in the market isn't quite as great as it has been in the past 2 to 3 years. And people are just being careful and protecting their working capital.
Probably tough to put a number on this when you look at what land is going for now and compare it to 6 months ago, yeah, a year ago, because each sale is unique. But you said, you know, there are indications of that transition. So what are you looking at specifically that points to that?
Well, sale results is one of the main things that's showing up in when you have an adjustment in commodity prices. You know, corn and soybean prices from where we were a year ago are anywhere from 20 to 30% under where they were 12 months ago. And for a lot of people on the Board of Trade right now, we're looking at, you know, below cost of production levels. Of course, depends on yield success this year, but on an average year, 390 corn isn't going to cover the cost of production. So, you know, looking at commodity prices very specifically and looking at sale results that have happened, we're still seeing some $16,000 to $20,000 sales, but they're just not nearly as common as what they were. And it seems like the market, and you're starting to see this show up in some of the survey data too, Mark, the market is anywhere from 0 to 10, maybe even 15% off where we were a year ago.
That's Doug Hensley with Hertz Real Estate Services. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
It's 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, already the halfway point of the week. Don't forget, still to come later this week, the Richland area senior citizens would love to have you, as they have a brat stand at Bindle Tire and Auto Friday from 10 until 2 or until sold out. Also coming up this weekend, a build day for the A.D. German Haunted Warehouse will be on Saturday at 10. Scenes will be set up on the second floor. Here's Luke Combs heading back to music now with Lovin' On You.
Jim Marlboro hits me some broken in cowboy boots. But I'm in love, loving on you. I feel that rush as you walk in the room. I can't get enough of you, honey. You're right on the money. I'm a junkie for your midnight moves. I'm in love, loving on you. I'm like a sunrise duck blind birdie on a par five Miller Lite before noon.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry, forget all little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm the man that I'm trying to be. I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Thank you.
You strung me along for far too long, 'cause I never gave up the fight. Until now, it's gonna hit you hard till you see stars. It's gonna put you through a world of hurt. Oh, I don't believe in getting even, by getting what you deserve. I'm gonna put you in your place. You play with dynamite, don't be surprised when I blow up in your face. Oh,
Bethlehem Lutheran Church will be hosting a fall festival coming up on Saturday from 10 to 2. The indoor and outdoor event includes a classic car trophy show, Tiny Acres Farms petting zoo, face painting and children's carnival games, a wiffle ball, home run derby. I think I could be pretty good at that. Preschool classic car pedal, car drag racing for children ages 3 to 7, a tour of the nature trail, and a craft fair and bake sale, along with food and refreshments.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Mercury Livestock. Tomorrow is our feeder sale. Here are our consignments. We got 5 to 10, 500 to 800 pound white park heifers, 15 to 20, 450, 600 pound beef steers and heifers, shots weaned, 5 to 10, 4 to 500 pound short horn steers and heifers, 5 to 10 Holstein heifers off a good dairy farm, 7 to 1,000 pounds, and 5 to 10 Holstein steers, 600, 750, shot on some feed. We are taking from 4 to 7 tonight, and we open back up at 7 a.m. for your convenience. Sale starts at 11. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great day and hope to see you at the sale.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular.
built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Suit and tie professional, six figures, no decimal on paper. What a life that would be.
Don't come easy. There's no